Ariel Test is an attorney for the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights. Her and her team defend the vast majority of kids arrested in Orleans Parish.
It's really hard because I think that sometimes we feel disempowered, and it's a painful reminder of how disempowered our clients feel.
A big part of Ariel Test's job is translating, explaining legalese to her client and explaining her client to the courts. When she initially meets a client in custody, Test explains the procedures and timeline for trying his or her case. She also goes over the police report.
And I'm very careful when I, in that first meeting, go over the police report with the child and say, this is what the police are saying happened. I'm not saying that everything in it is true, but you have to know what they're saying. And that's very hard for a kid to understand. And sometimes there are significant untruths in police reports, and sometimes there are untruths that seem rather irrelevant, but for a kid who's very concerned with what is right and what is wrong, it can be really frustrating for there to be inaccuracies in the police report.
But the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights takes a very holistic approach to representing their clients. So when she first meets them, Test asks, what are your needs?
What is the reason that brought them into court? Not the crime, but sort of what else is going on, to see if there's anything that they want to try to work on. It's important for me to say, okay, you're telling me that you're not going to school. What do you want me to do about that? Here are the options of what we can do about it, but I'm not going to take any of those steps without your permission. Because sometimes the child can say to me, I'm having a hard time at school right now, but they can also say to me, I don't want school to know that I have a lawyer.
Test is part of a defense team. Along with two attorneys, one criminal, one civil, each client is assigned a social worker, a youth advocate, and a trained investigator who interviews the client, witnesses, family, and friends. This role, says Test, is crucial.
Because regardless of the intention of the person who writes the police report, in the end, it's a short document that can't tell the whole story.
We usually get a police report that's very, very small, a handful of facts that are given to us, and so we want to learn everything and speak with everyone that we possibly can.
Marekka Verton says when people understand she's not investigating for the police, people want to tell their stories.
You know, there are some facts that are learned that at least complicate things based on the original facts that were given in the police report. It's very rare that I would go out and do an investigation and come back and say, yeah. That's how it was.
My name is Anna Arkin Gallagher, and I am the civil attorney at the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights.
Arkin Gallagher deals with all of a client's civil legal issues, like housing, say if the family is being evicted, or benefits if a family is having trouble attaining them. But for the most part, her work has to do with education.
There are cases where a client of ours may not be getting the services he or she is entitled to in school, and is therefore having behavioral issues in school, getting suspended a lot, spending a lot of time out of school, and those can both complicate the ongoing delinquency case and in certain cases lead to a delinquency case.
For myself, personally, I grew up in a very stable environment where all of my needs were being met in one way or another. If I needed assistance, I had someone there that would be able to give it to me. And I think that's a lot of the resources for our kids are either lacking or they have no idea how to get them.
Hapreet Samra is a social worker on the team who says if a child's needs aren't being met in terms of education, physical and mental health, family, housing, having supportive adults and structured activities, it's easier for them to end up in the system.
We don't look at our kids as their charges. And I think that's so important in the work that we do, because as soon as someone starts doing that, you can look at someone differently. But if you look at them for what they actually need, it's a completely different relationship you have with your client.
Samra says in a city suffering from so many unmet needs, it's unfamiliar for these kids to have someone say, I work for you.
How can I help you? And like actually listen to what it is that they have to say. They don't really ever get asked that question by anyone. Sometimes you just get blank stares, like, what do you mean? But you're like, no, actually, like, what do you want? What do you want out of your life? What do you want to be when you grow up? Okay, how do we get you there? Like, what do we do? What do you have to start doing now?
Learn more about the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.